But as I said, last week you had the service that I was planning for this week. So thank you, Christine. You facilitated that well. So, Stephen, would you like to give your sermon now?
It was really like a family gathering together, just sharing.
You've got the sense of that on the recordings. So I do reiterate, if you weren't here last week and you want to hear, then do let me know and I'll send you the link to the to the service. And some of the themes that were coming through just so warmed my heart. You know, things like, even in the midst of doubt, God is here. Yeah. Even in the dark and difficult times, God is here. God's timing is perfect. Can we get frustrated when things don't work out? Well, just remind yourselves, God's timing is absolutely perfect. And then there was the joy, the thrill, the absolute necessity of stopping and deliberately being in God's presence, looking upon his face, enjoying his company, enjoying his presence. And having listened to last week's service, I thought maybe I'd email out to everybody and ask if there's a particular verse, a scripture that has been important to you this year. And I will ask you to think about that, but yeah, I'm not going to ask you to share it this morning. There will be opportunities, I'm sure, to share that. But has there been a particular verse, a particular scripture that has been important to you personally? As I was thinking about that, I thought, well, actually, I need to share the verses that have been important to us as a church, as a fellowship. For some of you, maybe it might be the first time you've heard them. I really, really hope it isn't. The first one is...
Let's get this on.
We are? Remember this?
Yeah.
Our verse for the year, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the second one, it's from Numbers. You might not be able to read that, but Numbers 23, verses 23-24. What a great thing God has done. Look, a people rising to its feet, stretching like a lion, a king of the beasts, aroused, unsleeping, unresting, until its hunt is over and it's eaten and drunk its soul. You know, as I'm reading through the Bible in a Year, the particular Bible in a Year program I'm reading, I'm in Nehemiah at the moment, so I've been reminded about the context of this verse in chapter 8. And hopefully you'll remember where it comes. Nehemiah, it's about building the walls, rebuilding the walls. The walls of Jerusalem had been in disarray, and Nehemiah had managed to encourage the people to rebuild the walls. And he'd got all the different families building the walls outside their houses. And all the families were involved. That's how the wall was rebuilt in the time that it was built. Everybody doing their part. There'd been opposition, but the people had persevered. They'd got the job done. And when the wall had finished, they all came together to listen to the reading of the word of the Lord. In fact, the book of the law of Moses. And as they listened to it, people understood what was being read. And it brought them to a place of weeping and mourning. Nehemiah described it as a day holy to the Lord, a day of recognising that they hadn't lived up to what they should have done as God's people. They hadn't lived up to their part of the covenant. And I think God's been using this verse for us this year. He's been calling us to be his holy people, to recognise that we can't live up to his standards. We cannot be holy by our behaviour. But recognising that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now it's interesting, you can say that in two ways. The joy of the Lord is our strength, so we have joy in the Lord. Or it could be the joy of the Lord. His joy is our strength. He's calling us to enjoy him enjoy his presence, to know him better. And this second verse from Numbers 23, what a great thing God has done. Look, a people rising to its feet, stretching like a lion, a king of the beasts aroused, unsleeping, unresting until its hunt is over and it's eaten and drunk its full. And we've been singing that song. We are your church and we will rise with a roar. Yes. Yes, that's been one of my favourites this year. And actually, one of the things I've been learning afresh, well, learning afresh, maybe just learning for the first time, is to not hold fast to prejudices and ill-formed opinions. Those of you who've known me for a while know that I'm not particularly fond of the Message version of the Bible. But over the last few months, I've probably quoted the Message on a Sunday morning more than I've quoted any other version.
Great.
And I have to admit, it does bring a fresh perspective sometimes. And this is from the Message. I do like the Message version of these verses. The context of these verses is Balak has called on Balaam to come and curse the people of Israel. The people of Israel are passing through Balak's, passing past Balak's land, and he's heard about them, but he wants the people of Israel to be cursed because he doesn't like them. What Balaam does eventually, go and read the whole story about it. What he does eventually is he says to Balak, "I can only say the words that God gives me to say." And so he ends up blessing the people. What Balaam sees is a people who know who they are, who know where they are going, not necessarily geographically, but they know where they are going because they're following God, they're following the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. And they're prepared to do whatever it takes to take hold of what God has for them. And I think that this year we've understood this year as being a year of breakthrough. We've talked about this year being a year of breakthrough. We've asked people to consider what breakthroughs they're looking for and how they're seeing those work out. And we've been reminded of who we are. We are the people of the King. We can stand with our heads high because King Jesus is our King. We know we are where we are going. So you might not have a clue.
No misfortune is seen in Jacob.
There's always one.
Well, Amy's not here, so I'm taking it as Jacob. It's just Jacob. So sorry.
Not stop the word at all.
That was volume,
then. That's a good idea.
Right, I'm going to go back to the beginning then. Yes, they will be reminded who we are. We are people of the King. We are sons and daughters of the King. We know where we are going. And I think that's where that came in. We might not know what 2020 holds for us, but we know we are going where God has prepared for us. And we need to take hold of all that God has for us. Ephesians 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I sense for some of us, we're not quite sure what breakthrough means for us, or even if it is meant for us. But let me take you back to September. Do you remember Frank's illustration of the door? Takeshi's castle, do you remember going through the door? And we all had our little doors to write on. I do believe that for many of us, we have either spiritual or metaphorical doors that we haven't pushed. And maybe that's for all sorts of reasons. Maybe fear of the unknown. Maybe because we actually feel quite comfortable where we are, thank you very much, and we don't want to change. Don't want to go anywhere else. Don't want to do anything else. I believe the major breakthrough as a church, as individuals in the body of Christ here this morning, is our breakthrough in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. You know, last week, and again, if you haven't heard last week's service, come and see me and I'll give you the link. But last week, both Frank and Rachel talked about being encouraged to seek God's face, to seek God's presence. You know, when we don't move forward, it's a bit like outstaying your welcome. Anybody had visitors over the Christmas period who kind of stayed a bit longer than they should have done? Or were you that visitor who stayed a bit longer than they should have done? When we outstay our welcome and plant our feet deeper out of fear, the natural outcome is frustration. Frustration, it's bitterness. We begin to blame God for feeling like we missed out while others are thriving, when we are the ones that are put on the brakes. The breakthrough we're wanting to see, the breakthrough you are wanting to see, and the fulfillment that you have been wanting to experience is dependent on you moving forward despite not understanding what you're moving into. Trust him that it's going to be better than you think. And you don't have to walk alone. You know, we are all here to encourage, to support, to leak for one another. So put the monthly prayer gathering in your diary. Don't let your prejudice of what you think prayer meetings are like stop you from gathering together with the rest of your church family to come into Father's presence. Come and pray together. Get here early on a Sunday morning, 10:15. Come and pray in room one. Let's make it that we're going to have to meet in here because there's not enough room in room one. Find someone to share with regularly, to pray with regularly, to share your doubts, share your struggles, and even rejoice together. Find a way of reading the Bible regularly. Find a way of dwelling in the Word, not just reading it through like a novel, but actually dwelling in the Word. What is God saying? What's the Holy Spirit bringing to you? Pondering, what is God saying through His Word? Find a quiet space in your week just to be in Father's presence. Now that might be more difficult for some than others, but I'm absolutely convinced that we can all do that. Keith and Frank use their car journeys to work to spend time in Father's presence. I'm sure we can be creative in finding those ways. And let's continually ask be filled with God's Holy Spirit so that we'll be His people, rising to our feet, stretching like a lion, king of the beasts, aroused, unsleeping, unresting until the hunt is over. Eaten and drunk our fill, knowing that the joy of the Lord is indeed our strength. So that's two verses that I think are very important for us as a fellowship this year. I'd love to hear what the verse is from the scripture that has impacted you over 2019. So think about that. Let's pray together.
Lord, our Lord, how incredible and magnificent is your name in all the earth. Your voice spoke the word of light, and the light was given. Your heart shouted hope, and love and creation was born. Your tears cried torrents for your errant people, and your prophets boldly stepped forward to proclaim your presence. Your love streamed down, and Jesus the Christ came to us to heal, teach, guide, and bring us to you. Your power hovered over us like a mighty flame, inspiring us to be your witnesses. How magnificent and wonderful you are, O Lord. Now the old is passing away and a new heaven and earth are being born. Lord, we want to be ready to serve you in a new heaven and new earth. We need to let go of the disappointments and fears and open our hearts to receive your love and blessings for us. This is a time of new beginnings. The past we cannot change. We can reflect on all of that has happened and move on into new relationship with you. Let the light of your love shine on us, that we may feel and know your powerful presence with us. Let the light of your love shine in us, that we may be encouraged to use our gifts and talents to serve others. Let the light of your love shine through us, that others may come to know you. In this time of new beginnings, new hopes arise. Give us courage to reach out for the dreams and hopes. Give us confidence that we can accomplish much for you. Amen.